Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The DH, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slaton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Salada. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Porter reaches second base with a double. Money scores. Scott moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Rojas steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coluccio moves to third. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coluccio tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Saleta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Scott reaches second base with a double. Briggs goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Healy for a passed ball. Scott moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Marty Patton now pitching. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Coluccio trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Healy moves to third. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Healy scores. Patek moves to third. Rojas moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. Rojas moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive. Cepeda is thrown out after the base hit. Rojas scores. Otis scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Royals, 4. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-1 in the game. Saleta hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Healy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Patek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Potek scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Bill Travers now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Royals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-2 in the game. Saleta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Healy strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Travers, and towards Garcia, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing left field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-3 in the game. Saleta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields the ball and throws to Murphy covering. Safe. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Saleta moves to third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Saleta scores. Brett moves to second. It's 8-4, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Patton, and towards Rojas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Pedro Garcia. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Royals. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.